the fully geek.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, one and all. Episode 230, Fully Geek Pod. You got Nate, the man in the know.
Richard Rich, as usual.
You got Merv inside.
Yes, it is just the three of us today. Kel is officially on annual leave. And Marley Marl is... he's out shopping, should I say. Yeah, nah. So, yeah, he'll be back shortly. But, yeah, hope everyone is well. I'd love to say we are bang in the middle of spring, officially. It's now gone past the 21st of March, so it's officially spring. But the weather right now, the rain is raining, as they say. The weather is weathering. Yeah? But bar that, everyone's good?
Yeah, all
yeah,
good.
Man, other than that, yeah, all good, yeah. All good.
Do you know what, right? Remember last week I was talking about my famous haircut yes. and all that kind of stuff. I was so happy. bruv, this week, why am I getting like this bare like razor bumps, bruv? Like the thing is, and it's just like isn't it all near the back? Like I can you know when you can feel it?
Hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, oh my in my head. But yeah.
Why am I checking all the
yeah,
no, that's a slightly good as well.
Do you know what it is, right? It's that razor. I'm pretty confident it's that razor he used to, you know, like to skin it.
Yeah.
It's that razor that he's used to skin it, which is now giving me razor bumps. It's not crazy razor bumps, but it's one of the ones that I'm scared to cut my hair now.
Yeah, so, it's never happened before.
Exactly. So I might just let it grow out. I'm not too sure.
Can you grow your hair out?
The back, at least. I can shape it all out, you chief. But what I'm trying to say, I'm scared to cut it again because I don't want to leave it exposed. Like, you know, when you cut your hair fresh bald again and you've got razor bumps underneath, I don't want it now, man.
But ain't it usually the razor bumps are because of the way the hair grows?
Potentially, but I've never had it before.
Usually it's stuff like where how the hair grows, and because of our type of hair, where it's curly, it grows back on itself. So sometimes that's why you get the bumps because it can't come out the follicles. Like, can't come out the... And then sometimes that's why you got to take, like, the ingrown hairs out.
Well, look, there's a lot of stuff happening right now with those razor bumps on the back of my head, and you can't take them individually out because that's a long thing, bruv. I'm talking about that's days and weeks. But
maybe,
do you know what?
Maybe it's just an irritant thing. You got to put a little... Have you been putting, like, any lotion on that, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been putting some cream. Even that... Botana oil that Marlon recommended for hair growth and recovery, like, you know, hair growth and something else, I can't remember. So I'd be using that, a bit of tea tree oil. Hopefully that would kind of
calm down inflammation.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see how it goes. But yeah, can I tell you about my new device that I purchased today? And sorry, should I say I received today?
When you start buying stuff on
Temu? No, I've done Temu already. I bought a pair of trainers from Temu. Well, walking shoes. But anyway, that's for another time, right? So, Merv's aware that I cut one of my trees down a few weeks ago because the sun was out. And I had another tree. And I said to myself, do you know what? Cutting this tree was a long thing. So, obviously, man bought a chainsaw. I bought a proper chainsaw.
Oh, can you use it?
Look, listen to me, right? When the chainsaw come today, like, I was working, I put control, alt, lock, screen, everything. I put the chainsaw together. Look, and I put the oil in it, plugged it in, turned it on, boom, 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 boom. You know, I felt one... You know,
careful.
No, honestly, listen, I haven't even finished my story. First of all, I felt like, is it Jason? Who is it, Jason? Michael Myers.
Why not Texaw Chainsaw, Chainsaw guy called again?
Yeah, but it was someone who I felt like for a few seconds. But anyway, I've got my mask and everything, you know, just to cover my face. It doesn't, no wood kind of hits my eye and anything, so I don't go blind. So obviously I wear my glasses as well as that. So, walked into the garden, thinking, yeah. You know, you see all those shows about cutting trees, and you hear man say timber and all that kind of stuff. Look, please tell me why I started chopping a tree. I chopped it in angles, right? So I knew what direction it was going in. This is like an Instagram business, you know? This is like Instagram videos where things go totally wrong. So here's me chopping a tree. Chop the tree. I said like timber in my head, but it's meant to come out loud, didn't it? But why did a tree fall on top of me, bro? Why did it?
How big is this tree?
Bro, do you know what? It's not that big, but it's big enough to sweep you off your feet, bro. That's what exactly. Listen, if my chainsaw didn't have the whole secure device where if you let go of a button, it stops straight away. If it didn't, if it was one of those old school chainsaws, bruv, I won't be in a pod no more, you know? I'll be one hand Richard or one leg Richard. You know them ones?
That's why I say be careful.
But I got to show you, man, this chainsaw, innit? But don't be fooled. Man's got injuries, you know, from the tree falling in him, you know?
Man done show and tell for the pod, you know?
Bruv. This is the chainsaw, bro.
No, this is. Oh my god!
I can't believe it.
But that's a proper stuff, bro.
Bro, you know what? Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't make the noise.
No. I need to let you man know what's going on, bro.
You gonna plug it on live on air?
Listen, I don't want to see no body horror live on the pod.
No, it's cool.
No, because we will still release the pod.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Don't try at home. But look. So, right. So, this here is a lever that goes back and forward, right? So, which locks it, right? So that... Okay.
You don't so cut it, your hands.
So, when it goes forward, it's locked. I think. Yeah, it's locked.
Yeah.
It's not working. See, it's locked, yeah? As soon as you lift it up, pull it back up. Ready? Don't fuck about. Bruv, the whole ends of Wixton knew what I was doing. Everyone knew what I was doing. I was not ramping. I was cutting that tree down, and I do not care. And I'm gonna chop it into logs tomorrow. Then I can take it to the local skip.
Not only level though, was it a big tree? Pause.
Yeah, it was sufficient. It was big enough. It was like about 15 foot, 20 foot.
And it was a okay, again, pause.
No, but so it
was a thick tree.
No, it wasn't.
What was the diameter of the tree?
Oh, geez, allow me, innit? You're asking too much questions now, innit? Just know...
So the chainsaw, right, innit?
But the chainsaw is beautiful, because you know what it is? With the chainsaw, it just took me about 5 minutes to chop the whole tree down, innit? You just go, skim through it, bang. Obviously, when it fell on top of me, then it fell on top of me, right? Obviously, man woke up, innit? Yeah, a couple of cuts and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, and then obviously I started chopping the bottom of the tree into just like little logs. I started it and I realized what the time was and I had to come back and do some work, innit? But it's one of those ones, like, do not mess. Be careful to anyone who's got a chainsaw, innit? Just use it wisely.
You know, I guess the safety thing was you bought one that had to be plugged in.
Exactly.
That was a safety feature, because if you had the other one with the petrol, it would have been a mess.
I'm not going to lie to you. It would have been problems. Like I said, one arm Richie. But yeah.
I love it.
And you know what, right? I'll tell you another thing. Today, you know, Marketplace is my place, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I went to an area called Melton Mulberry. It has me thinking it's only 15 minutes away. You know those big, I think, Nate, you've got one, those speaker boxes.
Yeah.
1 second. Sorry, I know we've started a pod and that, but please.
I can't believe Rich is doing show and tell.
Oh, he's ready, you know, he's ready. Yeah, I'm doing show and tell.
Oh, yes.
This one, bruv.
I remember you said when you saw my one, you wanted to get one. I love it. Yeah.
All right, bruv. You know what? This in the shop is like for $350. I think Curry's, bro, £80, bro.
And it all works.
Make sure it pays rent, you know, bro. Make sure it pays rent. It looks kind of Android-y still, you know. Make sure it pays rent, innit?
What's that? Bluetooth thing as well?
Was that?
That Bluetooth as well?
Yeah, Bluetooth, bruv.
Can it be cabled as well?
Yeah, at the back, you can connect. What do you mean cable? Do you mean aux?
Yeah, like, so you know, like, for example, the mixers and that. Would I have to plug the mixer
in? Yeah, so it's got a red and white fold together, yeah. It can do all of that.
So it's got the red and white phono leads.
Yeah. You can do all of that, bruv. It's got radio. Look, £80. Listen, sorry. I know we're meant to progress, but £80, how can you go wrong?
All right, guys. And that is Richard's show and tell. And potentially there'll be more next week.
Yeah, why not? Marketplace.
Which market, John? You can tell me about it afterwards, which marketplace you're using.
Facebook,
isn't it? Facebook,
bruv. It's a Facebook marketplace. Okay. I've never been on there. I know you're also an Instagram shopper, but
Facebook market, all that stuff, bro.
So I've never jumped on it. I don't know, I'm always a bit para.
No, but once you start it, like, you'll realise what have you been doing all your life?
Yeah, it's proper true.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll start buying stuff I don't need.
Well, at least you won't pay full price for it.
I think I want to buy Rich's on air thing. That's my next purchase.
Oh yeah, listen. You know how to get that Amazon, baby.
All right, yeah. Send me a link. No, all right, guys. One of the major talking points this week, and it's a shame, brother Kel ain't on the pod today because I know Kel's kind of on it. Is the Diddy? What is happening with Sean P. Diddy Combs or Puff Daddy or whatever we're calling him right now? But he apparently is on the run. Did you not see his home got raided by Homeland Security?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now hearing that.
Let's feedback. Who's it coming from? Let me mute mine.
One, two.
Ooh.
2-1. All right. I'll mute me.
Yo.
Yo.
Smurf is.
Yo.
Smurf. 1-2.
Yeah, it's Smurf. I think that happens to him once or twice. That happened before. I'm not too sure why.
I love Merv's facial expression, like, me, how dare you? I don't know why it happens, Merv, but it's definitely you.
Yeah, no, PDD, look,
yes,
this, well, I didn't know this was coming to, obviously, to people to come raid his house or whatnot, but do you know what, we knew he had cases on him.
Yeah,
we knew his wife and his ex-wife, or the allegations that was previously
Cassie made the allegations originally, innit? Yeah.
Yeah, but there was always rumors previously. So I'm not surprised. I expect this to open up a big can of worms, not just from his perspective, but other people who were involved. Just like what we've seen here in the UK, right? With the whole can you guess what it is yet? You know, and what's that guy's name? It gives you the medal.
Jimmy Savile.
Yeah, Jimmy Savile and all those kind of guys there, right? You know, Prince Andrew supposedly.
That's how he winds up. But also, they've now apparently in this whole thing, Prince Harry's been dragged into this. And Cuba Gooding Jr. But I don't know. Are they just saying, like, because they were brethren or because they've been around? Yeah,
just names mentioned on things, right? So I won't take that too seriously, to be honest, but it is what it is, isn't it? Like, PDD is a wrong one. It's simple as that. He's an absolute wrong one. And if it comes out, or which it will come out, that he's done all this kind of activities, then he's another one to go to prison.
Yeah, because they're saying it's some sex trafficking thing as well, isn't it? But I know there was lots of rumors going on about like him and Usher, him and Justin Timberlake and the age thing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not going to speak on it so much because I don't know for definite. Wrong is wrong. I'd hope Diddy, it's not real, but yeah, I don't know. But now, have you even seen that? They no longer say pause. They say no Diddy.
Nah, that's deep. That's deep.
How can they just come out with no Diddy, you know? But I'm not going to say no Diddy because I'll stick with pause for a little bit. But yes, that is P. Diddy, Diddy Combs, Sean Diddy,
yo,
Diddy Pop, 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 all that stuff. Merv, I understand there was a bag of trailers that have come out this past week.
Yes, juicy bag of trailers, mate. So the first trailer that we had, I think, was Alien Romulus. So this is, I think it's part of the like, you know, the previous Alien films that we've had. Yes. But that being Alien Prometheus and Alien Covenant. I'm not sure if it takes place after that. Yeah, I think it takes place after it, just after Alien Covenant. But this trailer was very, very short, but it was sick. Like, it felt like it brought back old school aliens. Like, you had the fear, like, the scariness of it, you know? And I think that's what everyone's been wanting from alien movies, just that, you know what, you're kind of just isolated on a ship or a vessel, and these aliens are just going to wreak havoc basically on you. So it was a short one, but it was a good one. So I'm looking forward to it.
Is there any bringing any of the cast back or any of those kind of things, or is it like a whole fresh thing?
From what it looks like a fresh thing. Because I couldn't see anyone that I recognised from the other films. I don't even see Michael Fassbender as the David the android. So yeah, it looks quite fresh to me.
I still love Prometheus though.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it, but I think it's a really good film.
It's quality. It's quality. It's
visually stunning as well.
You know me already. I was never on the whole alien thing, innit? Brother, do you know what it is? I look back and I think to myself, like, Nath, you are very, I think I'm like my child with his eating habits. Like, he likes certain things and that's all he likes. And I feel like that's how I watch TV, bro, and films. Like, you know, like anything to left, I'm like, yeah, nah, I just stick with
it. Well, TV and film is subjective, isn't it? It's all right.
No, 100%. But so I think, again, Alien was a film that I watched when I was younger. And I don't think I've really kind of got into it or understood it for me to kind of understand. Yeah. Getting the whole thing. I know Prometheus, it did. That was the one of the most recent ones that came out, and that did look good, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Do you know, I suppose, like, I wouldn't say that I was probably like bang on aliens when I was younger either. I think probably I was too even scared to watch it. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, those are the times when like sci-fi horror was really like scary. Like, you had things like Hellraiser and Event Horizon, and yeah, like, yeah, it's just, no, it wasn't for me, but I think the older I've gotten, I've gone back to watch them, and I appreciate the magnificence of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because then they do like an Alien versus Predator as well.
Yeah, I think that's when it started getting a bit silly-ish. So I think from Alien 3, 4, Alien 3, Predator, and all that stuff, that's like the in-between ones, you know, is a bit like, But I think from what it looks like, they're taking it back to formula.
Was that Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver, yeah. Sigourney Weaver was... I know she was in Alien Resurrection. I think that was the fourth one. But I don't think she was in the ones in between. I don't think she's been in it since then. Yeah.
Okay. I think this is the case where we've mentioned last week where the name was available and people just use it and to make what they want to make.
Yeah. Oh, in terms of some of the ones that they had in between. Hey. What other trailers do we have up?
We had Beetlejuice, which is Beetlejuice 2, but that's the actual title of the film, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, I can mess with. I can 100% mess with.
Yeah. guys.
Nah, Beetlejuice is sick.
Look, no, I'm not gonna lie to you. The first Beetlejuice, I absolutely loved it. It's fantastic. I remember the music and the dancing at the end. Fantastic. It's part two, I don't know. Like, obviously, they've got what's that? Wednesday, in it.
Oh, Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, she was perfect for the role. By the way,
yeah. So obviously, yeah, she just fits into that world, doesn't she?
Yeah, she acts as the daughter of the original girl from Beetlejuice.
Lydia. Yeah, Winona Ryder.
Yeah,
Lydia. Remember anyway, yeah. Lydia.
But you know, it's just what's his name? Beetlejuice. What's his real name?
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, just I just think let's just change it. Like you know, bringing back these. I'm not going to call him a dried up actor, right? I'm not going to say that.
No, because when he's in Spider-Man, he's sick.
You can never call Michael Keaton a dried up actor, man.
That's why
man's acting to the very end, and he's Batman.
Okay, I said that's why I'm not going to say that.
we were just making sure you didn't say that. We just had to show levels a moment.
We're shots are getting ready to me now.
But I just feel that. Honestly, I just feel that. I would rather it be someone else, if that makes sense. It maybe not a remake, but if it's going to be a part two, make it a part two with different characters like, for example, the original Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton, had maybe passed away, but there's still remembrance of him from playing that role or something like that. I don't know. But just him coming back, it just looks, I don't know. Look, I'm yet to watch the film. I've just watched the trailer, so I'm being critical of a trailer which lasted no more than a minute. Do you get what I mean? So that's what I can...
That was the quickest trailer, you know. You're saying a lot for a trailer that even, like, we didn't even see much about it.
Well, this is what I'm saying, but what I did see was Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's the only part that frustrates me about it. Like, having Winona Ryder in it as, like, for example, she is a mum to her daughter, and her daughter will probably star in the film more than her mum. And that's what I want to see. Not Beetlejuice still being the same Beetlejuice from 30 years ago.
No, but ain't it because the dad died? So, you remember the dad?
Yeah, the guy with the glasses.
No, he's not doing glasses.
Who are you talking about? You're talking about Catherine O'Hara, because Catherine O'Hara is coming back as well.
Yeah, no, Charles. Remember Charles that was in Beetlejuice, the original Beetlejuice, which was Lydia's dad.
The one Gina Davis' husband. Like when, and what's his name? Alec? Was it Alec Baldwin? One of the Baldwins? Not Baldwin.
He's the one that was in
Independence
Day. He was in Howard the Duck. Did any of you watch Howard the Duck? One of my favorite films, bro.
I've seen it, but I don't remember anything about it apart from the duck's face.
So he apparently is dead, and it's his funeral, and that's why they're all there, and that's when Beetlejuice comes out again.
Okay, I'll have to look that up.
Yes,
yeah, I remember to put the face to the name.
Yeah, when you see the face, you'll recognize the face straight away.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's his funeral that they're going to, and that's where the whole Beetlejuice comes back out again.
Okay.
To be fair, me, I'm looking forward to Beetlejuice. I'm looking forward to Beetlejuice because I actually like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, no,
we all like Beetlejuice. That's the thing.
And but I think nostalgic. It's going to be nostalgic for us, 100%.
I don't think it is.
I think it will be. I don't think U-Man will treat it like how U-Man tried to treat Coming to America 2.
I'm going to reserve my judgment for it, but I think what I like about it as well, that they're apparently bringing back like the kind of old school practical effects. So it's not going to be CGI heavy like probably most films are. They're probably going to go back to more modeling and stuff, perhaps maybe. So that at least that will give it some realism. I know that sounds weird to say because it's not a real like supernatural film, but I suppose when you use more practical effects, they look real. They look more realistic, don't they?
Yeah. And obviously it's got William Dafoe in there as well. So
Yes, proper suited for that world as well.
Yeah, that'd be good, man. I think that would definitely be good.
We also had, House of the Dragon. And not just one trailer, but two trailers. So they've done this promo of, like, which side are you going to be on? Like, you got to choose. Like, all sides must choose, basically. So it's, like, the greens or the blacks. Like, the chocolate, basically. And, that was a really good, really good promo campaign, basically. Just, like, because I heard people sort of saying, oh, I don't want to watch both trailers. Because if you watch both trailers, you're going to obviously get more, like, viewership for the team that you don't want and stuff, innit? Or you don't want to like it and stuff. So that was quite clever. But, obviously, Game of Thrones style, House of the Dragon series one has been great. I can't wait to see it. And it's coming back in June 14th as well.
Yes. It definitely looks good. Possibly before we get there, I may have to revisit House of Dragons series one just to pull myself up speed, or hope that there's like a little YouTube video that kind of gives you the House of the Dragon in 25 minutes. You know, like them kind of little videos, just so I can remember everything.
Hopefully Screen Junkies do that, because they normally do that with returning series, like, yeah, especially with something as complex as Game of Thrones, like, well, like, yeah, you just have to know, innit?
Yeah. But no, trailer good. Like I said, I can't remember when we even saw House of Dragon season one, bruv. You know, like that. It feels like ages ago. It's probably only a year, 2 years ago, but
It was early last year. Was it last year? It must have been.
That's what I'm saying. I can't remember. I just remember House of Dragon was at the same time that we had the Lord of the Rings one.
Willow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good question. You know, I wonder when it did actually come out. Gonna burn me.
But yeah, no, that one definitely looked good. That one looked good. 22. We also had, sorry, go on.
2022.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. End of 2022 as well, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
There was a trailer for Penguin. So before we came on air, we watched the trailer for Penguin. Rich, you said you had some comments.
Do you know what? With the Penguin, right? I struggle with the Penguin, right? Because trying to understand what direction they're looking to go into with the Penguin. As from the trailer, from what we've seen, this is Penguin as a normal guy, a normal human being, right? So fundamentally, we haven't seen him transform into the Penguin. But what this... I'm assuming the beginning of the Penguin is him being who he was, some form of gangster, evil person who goes around killing people and has authority. Do I want to see it? Not really. If I'm being honest with you, I don't think it's a character that they need to develop on. Yeah, great. You can see Penguin transform into the Penguin, but do we really need a backstory of the Penguin? I don't know. I just think it's not necessary. And sorry, Merv, is this going to be part of Batman, or is this like a Joker one-off film, which is not part of the Batman world?
No, it's part of the Batman world. So the movie, The Batman, we saw with Robert Pattinson, it's a spin-off series, basically. I don't think I hear what you're saying, because I thought, oh, why are they doing a Penguin series? Just get on with Batman 2 already. Do you know what I mean? But I'm intrigued by this. I'm happy to see it, because not only that as well, Colin Farrell still to me seems unrecognizable as that role. Mm-hmm. You know, it's weird, because I was just watching Saving Mr. Banks the other day, and he smashed it in that role as well, like, completely different person. But, like, I'm excited to see this, because it's a whole different Penguin we're seeing. And where you're kind of saying, okay, this is Penguin before the Penguin, I don't think we're going to get, like, the Danny DeVito-type Penguin, or maybe the Penguin that we're used to. I guess he's going. He still probably might end up sort of owning a lot of clubs, being quite important, like a very powerful villain in Gotham, whatever. But I don't think it's going to be as glitz and glam as we've seen it be. It might rise to the top and stuff like that. But this seems very, obviously, this seems very grounded to me. It seems very much like a sort of Sopranos kind of series.
Yeah, it has that feel, doesn't it?
And I love Sopranos, and I'm here for it.
But does it?
I don't even need to see Batman in it. That's how excited I am.
Let's see. But that's the thing. You just said you love Sopranos, and this gives you the Sopranos feel. It shouldn't give you any of that. And then it should have been called Penguin.
What you got to remember, this is a different take. Like, this is not the Batman world that we're used to seeing. So it's not going to be like the Christian Bale Batman or the Ben Affleck Batman. This is a more grounded, more dark and gangstery kind of Batman world, basically. Do you know what I mean? You might say, okay, it's not realistic because he's still walking around with pointy ears and a cape. Like, and who does that? But I guess there's got to be some sort of novelty to him, some sort of fear in it. Because even Batman's suit isn't as traditional as the other Batman suits as well. It's still quite, yeah, maybe it's just the cape and the pointy and the cowl. But, yeah.
Okay. I question, how far can they take this in series? I know we yet to watch it, the first season, but realistically, how long do you think this can go on for? Just off head,
because might be the one, you know, it might be the one.
No, and this is gone.
Yeah, because do you know what it is as well? I find that a lot of like MCU and maybe other franchises. I think we've entered this world now where we can watch a full-length feature film and then drift off into a series that's connected to it, but we don't need it to necessarily go on to, like, oh, let's have a massive, a big film about this. Like, maybe it's like, hey, do we make a separate film of Penguin? No. Or do we just kind of do sort of maybe a limited series of it to kind of connect to Batman 2. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't necessarily think it's going to be a case of having multiple series anyway, because it's still quite, from what it looks like, it's, you know, it's still from Matt Reeves. It's, you know, still connected to the main Batman world. And I think the more series that they do, they would have to sort of commit to using other characters as well. And I think with all these actors in the world, like in the sort of Batman world, like, you're not realistically how far will Colin Farrell, like, he's a big celebrity, so how many series can he commit to, as well as bringing other people in as well?
Yeah, I think for me, from my perspective, based on series, I just think one's enough, because I expect, if you're bringing someone like Colin Farrell in, I know he's a big actor, but I expect them to kind of then introduce him into the next Batman film.
Potentially. Probably. If Joker's going to be in Batman, then yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting.
Like I said, for me, the trailer looked good. Like, I hope this kind of starts the reboot of DC in the sense of that type of thing. And I'm here for it because I think, like I said, it looked good. And I understand no one really likes Penguin like that, but it looked good though. Like, it's his old series, isn't it? And you'll kind of know a little bit more about Penguin. Like, why is he the person that he is? Yeah, why is the man moving the way he is? What happened to him? What is he? Is it heartbreak? Is it loss? Like, what is it, the reason why he acts the way he does?
Yeah.
I thought he was just born, I don't know. He was born and he was brought up by penguins. And... No, what do you mean? That was what's in the film. He was a baby.
Yeah, but that's more of a theatrical.
Oh, I'm just kind saying. Of
it, like, yeah, I mean, his little like hands, his little penguin hands. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're wanting to see that, forget that dream, man. It's not happening.
No, and this is why I'm querying, like, how deep, because the thing is, it doesn't even have to be turned into a penguin or have the nose. I don't really care for that.
But you, you kind of got the nose of it. He's, like, I think that's the only distinguishing feature. Like, his face still looks quite bird-like, really.
Yeah.
He's got a sharpness to his face. Like, so that's more than enough. We'll definitely wear a top hat and long jacket.
And the thing is, if that's the rationale, the reason why they call him Penguin, then I'm happier that if there's no further transformation for him to turn into a penguin and this is how he's going to be looking like, then I'm cool with that. So it's
he's not going to fall into a bucket of ice where penguins like urinate in it and like, no, that's not happening.
And he won't have a crew of penguins coming to his rescue?
No.
Okay. With rocket packs on them.
Oh my God.
It won't be one of those ones. So we had Penguin coming out. But I think probably the one that I was probably most excited was Bad Boys Ride or Die. I'm a man that likes Bad Boys, innit? I like the film Bad Boys with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. The only thing, and maybe I didn't see it properly in the trailer, was in my head, where this about Will, I was thinking, you just introduced Will's son to us. Like, why has he not got a starring role?
You kind of saw him a little bit, innit? But he didn't really, he just said, like, you guys are supposed to be cops or something. That's it.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I thought he said, yeah. And I was like, I swear that's his son, yeah? But I feel like maybe they've held back on things in the trailer, yeah? But maybe he, like, has a special role and he's going to help get the my guy's name cleared or whatever. But it looks Bad Boys.
So just a quick question, because I haven't seen the trailer. It's my bad. So are we talking about, is this the same son from the old one?
Okay. Yeah, Bad Boys for Life, the third one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was going to get angry if they ever changed it, because I thought if they ever changed who this son was, I would be very, very quite upset, because
I wouldn't have been.
Well, didn't you enjoy the last one?
Yeah.
No. You know what? I think that film was reaching for me 100%. You know, until they introduced his son. That is the one single thing that destroyed the film for me.
Well, his son? Why?
Yeah. I think it was so. I feel like it was so forced. I feel like they had to. Do you know what it is? Yeah. For me, Mike Lowrey had a mystique about him that we just didn't need. Like, what we got from the first movie, I think, is just that, you know what, he seems like he came from a lot of money and he was kind of just privileged and stuff like that. He's a bit of a gallus and stuff, and he's a good, you know, ride or die cop, like, no pun intended. That's it. But it's like, all right, let's give him a bit of more of a back. Obviously, we had in Bad Boys 2, we had
he was going out with
his Gabriel sister. Union. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he had a bit of a thing there. All right, fair enough. But yeah, just the whole backstory of you was with this person. Nah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, man, he was with Griselda, man.
Was it her?
No.
Oh.
She was ultimate gangster, innit? You know,
yeah, she's the ultimate gangster. Yeah, she might as well have been Griselda. She might as well
But you know what it is as well? It's like, and it's also, look, I know this is probably a very much of a nitpick, yeah, but I didn't like no offense to the actor, I didn't like the choice of actor for him as well, because it just didn't seem. I don't know. Like, he didn't seem like a mixed. He didn't seem like a mixed race person to me.
Yeah,
and maybe I might be wrong for saying that, because I don't know, like, you know, like, if you.
You're wrong. Like,
no, but I don't know. It just didn't seem. I wasn't convinced. I didn't feel the chemistry. Obviously, there's going to be no chemistry. We just found out.
You thought he was too light to be Will's child.
Not even light. It's not even the skin tone. It's just how this person to me seemed like he had no form of black feature to him at all.
Mama had strong features, bro. She was a witch.
No. I have to get a picture of him. But that's my gripe, isn't it? But I. Like I said, it's not even really necessarily about him being him having. I just didn't like. I don't know. I just don't like that storyline.
Yeah, now I'm Joyce. I'll be honest with you. With Bad Boys, they could have the deadest film. As long as them man are bad boys, I'd rate it. Because it reminds me, again, it reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah.
Like Bad Boys and that's the thing. Was like on repeat. Even now, it comes on, sit there watching it clear.
Like, bro, do you know that? Do you know that next year it's going to be 30 years old, the first Bad Boys? 30 years old. That's man. Nuts, bro. That is nuts. Like, it
came out when, well, what? I was 12.
Yeah, what? Yeah. That's crazy.
We were utes, but we raged.
Yeah. But it's horrible to say that 30 years ago, we was like, we were just like just going to secondary school independently. Like, it's mad.
Yeah.
What was I going to say as well? Because the storyline, from what it sounds like, is about their captain that died, the one that Joe Cantaliano played. He basically apparently was working with the cartel all this time. Yeah. So I think that someone framed him and stuff. And even that, I'm like, why did you need to kill him in the third one as well? Like, why don't you just keep him alive? Do you know what I mean?
But you did need to kill him, but you had to kill him because otherwise the story wouldn't have made sense. He would, like, Will would never have got that deeply involved if he hadn't died.
True.
But I think maybe the writers said, you know what, somehow we still need to write him into the fourth film.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, I wish, because he's still there, he's alive, he can, like, you know, just like, yeah, I'm just a bit worried, innit, because Bad Boys for me has been an amazing franchise, and like I said, up until that moment where it's like, all right, I didn't like that the captain died, but I'm thinking, all right, I get it, but yeah, I just hope that it's like, I hope it can bring the franchise up a bit more, and it's good to see that Will Smith, hopefully, everyone's going to support it as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, after the incident
a few years
back. You know, so.
The incident is long gone now, so I think he's on his next run.
It's never forgotten.
Yeah.
Or forgiven.
Forgiven, maybe not forgotten, but it's a new day, isn't it?
No, you can't just get away with just like that, you know, because he's Will Smith.
You apologize, man. You apologize.
Yeah. Will Smith, bro.
He apologized, and that's sufficient enough. Is that really?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it is, brother.
Okay.
He took a hit, you know. He took a hit.
He took a hit of what hit?
Like, well, when it happened, like, no one was really supporting that emancipation film. Like, not that didn't really get much views because of that. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I say public humiliation. I mean, not to say that. I mean, obviously, you kind of deserve it because it's a consequence of what you've done in it. But I wouldn't say like it just like he just done it and everyone was like, oh, let's just ignore that.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Scumbag.
Allow it, bro.
Yeah, allow it, isn't it? Gosh.
Will Smith's a bad boy. All right.
For life.
All right, guys. Well, we've got some shows. We're going to start with one that last week I hadn't watched because Marlon's app wasn't working. Then I realized that what am I doing with Marlon's app, bro? There's hundreds of apps out there and better ones. And I can make apps go straight to my TV. So I'm back. I watched BMF episode 3 and episode 4. But we're not going to talk about episode 3 because that was last week. We're talking about episode 4, The Return of the Prodigal Son.
So you might as well kick it off then, because obviously from last week and you've seen it back to back.
I understand why you, man, are not really feeling my girl.
No, it's me. It's only me. You guys, Merv and Kill have some.
No, I get it. I understand why you don't. I understand why you don't feel her. But she's an idiot. She's an idiot. But I also think that the problem is she's the extremes of her character. If they had toned her down a bit, I think it'd have been all right. Like, so this week, obviously, you've got her. I hope it was this week, because I don't want to get them confused. It was this week where she had that chick, lips on a lip sync thing, and then she made my man.
That's last.
That was three, yeah.
Yeah, that one, I thought, I understand why she's the idiot, because why did she move to sword?
I think the only sexual kind of thing with her this week was that she just basically said, why is Lala's character with Terry, like, and she should be with, like, with her mate. Yeah, yeah.
So, yes. All right. So, this one, okay. Do you know what? I'm not going to go, like, through the episode properly, yeah? But I'm not going to lie. You know who made me laugh the most? You see Meech and them sister?
Nicole.
Nicole must have been watching Power Book 2, yeah? Because she said, I'm having my Power Book moment, bro, yeah? When she was around the dinner table and she exposed everybody on that table, yeah, and just walked off, I said, yes. I said, this is the Thanksgiving that I didn't know I needed. Bro, she said something to everyone.
She didn't walk away. She got sent to her room, bro.
But no, but I'm saying she got sent to her room and she didn't care. She's a fine.
Yeah. I did my bit.
Bro, I did my bit. Bro, she said, you let on to me. Both your sons are drug dealers. Da-da-da. And mom, you was giving the pastor, the man, the doctor, googly eyes. I said, whoa. She, nah, bro, I said, you know what? She smashed it.
And the thing is, you can't really be angry at her because
you can't get mad because she didn't say anything was wrong.
Yeah, it's what I'm saying. It's all real talk.
Yeah, it's always the young one, the girl that get the pressure in it. Go and get birth control, yeah, whatever. Like,
that's it. You're not calling me to wash dishes no more, bro. That's what she said right there. You're not calling me to wash dishes no more.
So yeah, that was a fun scene, man.
So we're fundamentally halfway through, right? Of this season.
Episode four.
I'm surprised there won't be no more than 8, right?
I don't know if it's 8 or 10.
No,
let me check while she's up talking.
Yeah, so what are we thinking of the season so far? 4 episodes in, are you guys impressed of what you've seen, or are you thinking, you know what, season 1 was the best season?
Nah, I enjoy BMF. I enjoy the time of Era. I enjoy seeing Lala. I enjoy BMF. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy BMF. I enjoyed that the mum, she said, all right, cool. My daughter just blew up my thing. I'm going to go find my man. And then I'm on a lip-sync thing. But I'm going to say to him, whoa, whoa, no, slow down. Yeah, and I'm going to come back. And then my husband, yeah, he's going to come out the bathroom. He'll be like, are you all right? And I'll be like, yeah. Do you see the father flex the back?
No, it's probably like, if he'd be...
On the pull-up, he did a little flex on the back. He said, yeah, I've got a strong back.
Ten episodes, by the way.
I just think it's funny, bro. I just think BMF is funny. Like, obviously, when, like I said, they're already going to get caught. So you kind of already know they're going to get caught. But, like, even a little back and forth, like, he went to the pilot, told the pilot to go and tell the police officers that this man is doing his... Bro, I thought it was funny. I thought it was a good, fun episode.
This was a better episode, definitely.
And I agree. This was a better episode, but I just think, be honest, the last 2 seasons have been really poor, and I'm going back to season 1, when season 1 was the pinnacle, Lamar, like this whole thing. The whole thing was just on a next level, and then you go to season 2 and you think. I think season 1 we thought Lamar was dead, right? And all of a sudden, I'm alive again. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, that was silly, yeah. Lamar was good, but it was silly that he was just brought back alive like that and just walking around with, what's those bags called? Whatever bag is called, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, and he had a dog and then become a crackhead. Then he killed his baby mother. And I was just like, what are we doing here? Well, why are we even come here? Then... here comes season 3. And it's just like, this guy is still with his crooked eye. I know it's not going to go away, right?
He's been gum bucking his eyebrows. Nothing to do
about it. I know. And I just think the whole thing, I'm just not impressed. And they know. Look,
as they someone. Know. Did he say they know?
They know. The thing is, you know when you know the writers, right? They're writing it. And they look at each other and say, like, you know what? You know, this is shit, innit? you know this is shit, innit? But we've got to get paid. We've got.
Why did that ever saying that about their own staff?
Now, of course they will. Come on, geezer. You know when you've done a masterpiece worth of work where you put time and effort in, and you know there's pieces of work which you know technically is garbage, but people will still like it because it's the name of the franchise, right?
Unless, of course, it's like the writers actually did write something good and the producer's like, no, gotta change that. Like, gotta make Lamar supervillain. Like,
potentially. Yeah.
I like the actors. I like the cast. I like the scenery. So for me, I would always like BMF, like, because I watch it for what it is.
And what is that?
It's about Meech and Terry Flannery and how they got to the stage where they were one of the two of the biggest drug dealers in the whole of America.
I can see it in Meech, but I can't see in Terry. He's a clown.
No, Terry's gonna
get... I even like the way they were talking about even how they count the money and they put like two bands, bands in the mid, like, they're very meticulous about how they do their money and stuff, innit?
Because you're washing a lot of dirty money, innit? I like BMF. I fully fuck with BMF. Let's just see how it continues, to be honest. Like I said, it will always make me laugh, it will always make me smile. But yeah, it's cool, man. All right, another confession. I haven't watched it this week, which was, Invincible. I haven't watched it, but you men are more than happy to talk about it.
Did you watch it, Rich?
Yeah. What's your thoughts before I start diving in?
I liked it. I was, you know what? It still was okay. I was just disappointed that the shocking things that happened in the previous episode kind of went undone for me. Yeah. Like, well, to be fair, actually, no, it's like, obviously, like, spoilers, with Rex, we didn't see him die at all in that previous episode, but he got shot in, like, the actual guy shot him in it. So it's like, yeah, get over and done with, boom. I guess, to be fair, the way he shot him as well, I'm like, is he dead though? But the way he like fell on the floor and all blood around him, I'm like, okay, he's dead, because I thought like he just kind of shot him at an angle where it might have skimmed his brain or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then obviously you get up afterwards and, you know, you just him over.
You know what's funny? Man said skimmed his brain. You know, every man's dying.
But yeah, but and obviously the little one, like, again, I guess it kind of makes sense because we didn't actually see her. Like, huh?
You mean the baby, the little one?
No, the one that shrunk and that can shrink and grow big.
Yeah.
We thought she was dead as well, but when I think about it, really, as well, it's like, okay, we didn't actually see a dead body. We just saw like she might have just he might have just knocked her out with all the muscle in it.
No, Giza, we all thought she was dead, bruv. That was...
But that's what they wanted us to think, that she was dead, isn't it? But obviously it's like...
He probably
just squashed her to the point where it's like, all right, I've been knocked out, but I'm not necessarily dead, isn't it?
No, but to be honest, from my perspective, I thought he squashed her and waiting for her to digest for him to go toilet. You know them ones?
But where did he entered? He didn't enter. She didn't enter his mouth, though. I think he went through his eyeball or something.
Yeah, it was...
Or his ear. I don't think he went through his mouth, because that's the only way to get in the stomach. So he was just compressing some other parts of his body anyway. But the episode in general was all right. Yeah, it's like we had the sort of the battle of the squid looking things. On where you had to go back to wherever he came from.
Yeah.
And like, bro, that was intense, man.
That scene
was intense because, again, like this show's become really unpredictable in terms of who's gonna live, who's gonna die, who's gonna get turned, whatever. So I was like, what's gonna happen? But obviously in the end it was just like literally just they built it like the robot character built that the device and he just basically like killed him in it, killed the guy. Yeah. And then they tried to get Atom Eve and robot again, but again they still use a bit of the juice left over from that machine as well. What else happened in it? Obviously, like the baby's name, the brother's been named Oliver.
Twist.
Mark's brother. You know Mark's brother, Nolan's other child.
Yeah, Oliver.
Yeah, he got named, and like Cecil's basically just hired a nanny to look after him.
But do you know what?
He doesn't have any powers yet.
Well,
not yet. No, he hasn't got any powers yet. Actually.
No, but isn't their growth meant to be significantly faster, or is it because he's on Earth, his growth is slowed down?
Maybe.
Yeah. No.
Because he hasn't grown that much more.
He hasn't, and that's what, because obviously you know when the mum handed him over to Mark, and she said, like, she a minute and for a minute she was younger, then she handed him over and she was some old fragile woman. I was like, wow.
Oh yeah, that was in the previous episode, wasn't it? So
I think Merv, that might be you. Just mute button for a minute, and it'll pop back up.
Done.
Yeah.
Not done yet.
I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the next episode. To be honest, I just want to. You know what it is? Some TV shows you kind of know what to expect is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. No. So I love Invincible anyway. In general, right? But I want to see what happens next. I'm not gonna lie, I miss Omni Man. I need that monster, that aggressive someone who's on his level, because to me he's the perfect Superman. I love everything about him. Like Omni Man, you can go back to season one, right, and just watch him. The disrespect. The first episode when he dismantled his whole crew, I haven't seen this yet in this second series. You know, when he's fighting Mark, he's dismantling. He travels to different cities to dismantle him. He pushes him in front of his head into a train. Look, I miss all of this, and we just haven't seen. We haven't seen it yet. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've seen gruesome things, right? I agree, right? But we haven't seen someone with that much. He seemed pretty good at first, but with that much. What's the word? Was it evil? I don't know.
I guess to him, he's not evil, isn't it? They're not evil. They're just like, this is like natural selection for them, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Top of the food chain, like
standard.
Yeah, it's essentially how Goku was supposed to be, isn't it, really, as well. But he got hit on his head, and he forgot all about his evil ways.
is that what happened with Goku?
Leave. You asked me this question after 20 odd years.
What, he got banged on the head and forgot his evil ways.
Yeah, like when, like he got sent to Earth to basically destroy it, innit? And he had a knock on his head, basically, like, and then his grandfather found him, some human guy that called his grandfather, but he was like, he was just ready to like just kill his grandfather basically until he hit his head, and he forgot, like that's where he got his amnesia from, innit? It's only when Raditz and Nappa came down and reminded him who he was, like, yeah. That's essentially what it is.
I think what we need to do a special episode in Dragon Ball Z. I know we've just migrated from Invincible to Dragon Ball Z, But I honestly,
that's what the original story reminds me of Dragon Ball Z, because that's what I'm saying. Goku was originally sent to Earth to destroy it, and that's what, and that's exactly what Nolan was, or Omni Man was meant to do.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, let me tell you something about Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, sensational TV show. Well, and
excellent. But we're not talking about Dragon Ball Z now.
I know, I know. No, but do you know what it is? Me and Merv, we had a conversation yesterday, and I said, Merv, a Dragon Ball Z film. And the thing is, Merv, I said to you, I'm not going to watch it in Japanese. I watched it in Japanese.
You have to, bro. Have to.
I read the subtitles, everything, and it was since I felt Japanese.
Excellent. So that's amazing. Was that animated or film?
Animated.
Excellent. So which nicely brings me on to an animated show, which I've been allowed to call a cartoon. Okay, I've been allowed to call a cartoon, and no one's going to bite my head off, is X-Men 97. So it dropped last week, Wednesday, and we had two episodes. So the first two episodes. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to go straight into where I need to ask questions for, yeah? So, all right, so imagine I watched X-Men 97, yeah? So I watched the first two episodes, yeah? And then halfway through the episode, no, three quarters through the second episode, yeah? When Cyclops had the baby, well, obviously he didn't have the baby. His missus had the baby, yeah? Jean Grey. And they named the baby Nathan Summers, yeah?
Yeah.
I was like, well, it can't be Nathan Summers because Nathan Summers isn't her baby. Because Nathan Summers, yeah, is supposed to be Cyclops' son with the original wife, which I'm assuming that's what happened at the end when Jean Grey came in, yeah? The real Jean Grey. But Nathan Summers, he grows up to be Cable.
Yeah.
And if, yeah.
But yeah. Cable is not Jean Grey's son.
He must be.
No,
This to me feels like it's actually part of like X-Men canon, isn't it? And I think I need to go back and, because I was shocked. I'm like, I think I know this storyline a little bit, but I think I need to go back and really like, you know, look into it a bit more. Yeah, because you're right.
You're right in what you're saying about that. You're right. I just quickly Googled it. I don't know where that comes from.
In the beginning.
But yeah, so Nathan Summers is supposed to be Cable, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
So the baby's will grow up to be Cable, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was quite cool. And like, I was like, right. Yeah. I was about to call you on Sunday, yeah? Like, when I watched it, I was like, I said, no, I've got to save it for 3 days.
Yeah, no, this was, you know, when you watch something and you're smiling and you're just happy, like, I know people probably said a bit things like, oh, you know, animation style and quality, but I quickly just accepted it. Do you know what I mean? And I think the important thing for me from these two episodes is that they have put respect on Cyclops' name.
Yeah, 100%.
When I'm watching a team of superheroes and there's a leader, I want the leader to be a leader. I don't want it to be this like, oh, let's just make him to be some douchebag, someone that nobody cares about. Like, lead, innit? That's your role. And Cyclops in this was just complete boss man, innit?
He isn't.
No,
Cyclops is definitely leader of the X-Men, yeah?
Yeah.
But Wolverine don't listen to him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, you're gonna get the rogue. Well, obviously, yes, there is rogue in there, but you're gonna get the stubborn, the misbehaving one in the team. You're gonna get your Raphaels and Wolverines, isn't it? Basically,
that relationship between them two has always like been a mystery to me, because like Wolverine don't respect Cyclops' gangster so much so that he will openly try to teeth his girl if she allowed him to.
Yeah, but that's the reason. That's the reason behind it. Because obviously he loves Jean, innit?
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's that lack of respect. But obviously that's always been the X-Men, innit? So it's not X-Men 97-ish. That's always been there.
Yeah. And you've got to remember that Wolverine, Cyclops is a youth to Wolverine, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Wolverine's like decades older, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Wow, it was amazing, man. The only thing I didn't like about it, and I know it's again canon in the X-Men world, is Magneto's new suit. Oh, it's awful. He's got that big M on it. Like, hi, my name's Magneto, so I'm going to wear M on it. Like, I just didn't like that. To be honest,
I didn't even look at his suit. I look at anime. I didn't look at it like that deep into it.
Yeah.
But he seemed all right to me.
It's good to see Morph back, and I'm thinking when we left off, Morph was dead in like the first episode, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, it wasn't the first one, was it?
The first few episodes, isn't it?
Yeah, last few.
Like, as in like the original X-Men series that we watched when we were younger. Like, he died because one of the Sentinels killed him.
Yeah, but don't you think that's funny that they started up the Sentinels again?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? To be fair, and that's what I was saying to you in the WhatsApp message, is that it kind of feels a little bit on the nose, because it's almost like they had to, rather than thinking like, are people going to go back and watch the original? So rather than them relying on people watching the original.
That's why I remember.
Yeah, it's almost like they had to kind of say, all right, let's kind of put in a few tropes from the whole series altogether. It's like, so we know that Wolverine and Cyclops don't have a great relationship, and we know that Gambit and Rogue are a thing. And so it's like they kind of just put things there to remind us that, just in case you didn't recap on X-Men, let's keep you up to speed with things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because that's where to be honest, I started watching it from the beginning again. And I was like, oh, it actually started in Sentinels. And I thought, okay, cool. Then I was like, I think on the episode, I can't remember now. I think they're on Sabretooth and Wolverine beef now.
Yeah. If you didn't have Master Mold. You know, Master Mold was the most scariest Sentinel ever in life, isn't it? Like, the fact that he was a bigger... The Sentinels are giants anyway. Yeah. And you had a bigger one. Long. Well, like, why? Why?
Yeah, it's proper true. The Sentinels were difficult to destroy, that's for sure.
Yeah. And I know that they are sticking to the different comic book arches, yeah?
Yeah.
But I wasn't happy with what they did to my girl Storm, bro.
She'll be back.
No, I know she will be back, because I know the comic arch that they're doing, but I just thought, oh, I don't know, man.
I don't know. I felt a bit of ungratefulness from her, man. I know she explained why she left, but I'm like, gosh, man, give it like a week or two at least, isn't it?
I know, all straight away.
Just like, and the thing is, she's all there telling Jean about the whatever, and it's like, you just left. Oh, I haven't got my powers anymore, so I'm just going to ditch you guys. At least, you know, you still got the gifted in the school. Like, you know, at least be a role model to them, innit?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
No, but yeah, you say that, but losing your powers like that, but obviously, what's your need? What's your purpose?
It was the fact that
there's still going to be like mutants out there that are lost, that are worried, scared, and she's one of the originals, isn't it? She's a teacher, so it's like look after them, isn't it? Don't just leave. They're a teacher down, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But do you think this is the part? Because, you know, in one of the, there was one dedicated to Storm when she was, she went back to like, was it Africa or?
Yeah.
Or something. And I think that's when they discovered Vulture and all that, right?
Do you think
this could be a case where she tries to find herself again and then discovers, and probably, and that's going to come in a bit later on to say, and I think that's probably, they might come in later on to say why she kind of, ducked out. Who knows?
Yeah, possibly.
But then again, are they doing everything from the beginning again, or is it? No, they're not.
It's continued on from the original things, but I think they've just kind of tweaked things a bit. So, like obviously they've put Morph back in the team. They've put Ed Bishop in there as well. Yes. Yeah, because Bishop came quite later on in the series, didn't he?
He came later in the series. I don't think he was an actual X-Men either.
No, he wasn't.
He's always been an X-Men, but I think just the cartoon version, they just didn't put him in there.
Yeah, because he's a time traveler, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cable.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward. To be honest, it was good. I'm looking forward to seeing episode 3. And I think 10 episodes, it'll keep me occupied for the time being.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice little cartoon to watch.
Yeah.
It's got to be happy saying it's a cartoon as well.
100%. I'm just mocking the team. Just mocking the team. All right. Is there been anything else that might have been watching? I know you were watching Roadhouse. I haven't watched it.
Yeah. Listen, man. Just have a good Friday night, couple of drinks, maybe a couple of friends, and watch that film. It's bloody entertaining, isn't it? it didn't need to be made, I don't think. but it was just wild. I think that the standout character for me was what's his name? Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Because this guy, it's like they just said, okay, you do this and just do what you're doing. And literally that's what he's done. He was just like a... Do you remember that film, Crank, with Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Conor McGregor was like in the film, isn't it? He was just on something just the whole way through. Just like, he came halfway through the film... And just tore things up, man. But it was a very. I anticipate that this was going to be a very good film, you know. Like, all right, Roadhouse the original. I don't know if any of you have seen the original one, but that was quite crazy in itself. But it still had it had some heart to it. Do you know what I mean? It had like a purpose, a storyline. But this just took it to a next level. Like, you know, but No, it's all right. It's all right.
To be fair, I've never obviously I know you've mentioned it before, but I've never heard of it before. That's all new to me.
What like the Patrick Swayze one or the new one?
Both.
Oh really? Yeah, no, yeah. I think the original one's kind of like a cult classic, isn't it? It's like if you were to watch it now, you'd be like, what the hell am I watching? But it's just it's just 80s action, isn't it, and sweat and men.
Okay.
Pause.
Diddy.
No, Diddy, that was wild, bro. It's just like, sweating, man.
And the thing is, he probably knows it as well.
No, I didn't say anything. I was way off the kill. I didn't want to say anything.
No, bro, you said sweaty men. And I was like, I tried to talk to you about it last week. Merv, you may be the only one that watches it. The Cleaner.
No,
I said, let's say you, as in you may watch it. I don't mean as in you have watched it already. I mean, you may watch it, as in I'll demand them. I expect you to watch it and say, yeah, I like it.
What I saw that, I saw something on it like either today or what's it on?
It's on Sky Atlantic.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, because I was going through my Sky Go app.
Wait, the cleaning lady. The cleaning lady. I apologize. It's the cleaning lady, not the cleaning. Cleaner.
Yeah, I thought something cleaning. What's it about-ish, without spoiling? Well,
without spoiling, a woman who is an illegal immigrant into America is a cleaner. She works for a cleaning company, and she witnesses that these people have killed someone. And then she says, it's okay. And I had to clean. And she gives them, like a little formula for take it off the floor, those type of things. The blood, and then basically she's on a retainer to try and like these people to work them to work for her.
Okay. Who started?
Adam Canto, who is in is that his name? Or his name is Armin Morales. He's been in X-Men and he was in Designated Survivor.
Okay.
Oh, he's not alive anymore. Fuck off. Sorry. Sorry, I just realized the man died this year. Sorry.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's in The Cleaning Lady. You recognize he was in X-Men Days of Future Past as well.
Let me check, actually.
Adam Canto. So he's in it, and it's based on, there was an Argentinian version of the show, and this is the American version of the Argentinian show. And in America, they're about to be on series 3.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, 3 seasons.
Which makes me think, I don't mind getting involved in it.
Hmm.
You know, sometimes you get like invested in it and it's not going to go anywhere. It's similar to, not really similar to, do you remember that one that we watched with Kaylee, the one from Big Bang Theory?
Oh, the...
and the airplane thing.
Yeah.
It's better. It's not like that, but it's better. It's like a lot better. It's not like that, but it's that.
Yeah.
It's like, she's just a clean lady, but she's obviously, because she's a legal immigrant, she wants like the hospital to look after one of her 6 sons. And her son is sick, but they're like, it's going to cost X amount of money. She don't have the money. So she's going to end up having to do stuff like help them get rid of a body and all those kind of things.
Hmm.
But it's actually all right.
Yeah, no, it's mad, you know. I know, that Adam Canto, like, I don't recognize him, you know. But he's been in a lot of things that I've watched.
Did you watch Designated Survivor?
No, but I did watch X-Men Days of Future Past. He was also in Bruise as well, that Halle Berry film.
Yes.
And The Following as well. I used to watch The Following.
Yeah.
But, that's sad, yeah, because he died early this year. Generally.
Yeah, I didn't realise, but yeah. So, that may be the reason why he's in season 1 and 2 and not in season 3. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. But yeah, The Clean Lady, Sky Atlantic, it is decent. It's decent. Comes out, cool. I think, every what day was it yesterday? Tuesday? Monday. Comes out every Monday. Comes out every Monday because I watched episode 3 yesterday.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that was one to watch. I was going to tell you about it last week and then Brother Kel got rude and told me that I must not talk about certain things. So is there anything else that you've been watching?
I've just been watching a lot of anime, you know. Like Disney Plus have just had an abundance of anime shows on this. I've just been watching a lot of that, to be fair. Just catching up on films. Yeah.
Yes,
so I know Ghostbusters, that could have been one to talk about, but I don't know, man. I just felt like I just didn't want to go out to cinema to go and watch that, sadly.
In this weather, I hear you.
If it was Superman, I'll run out without an umbrella, bro.
I will go watch Ghostbusters in the cinema. Obviously, I'm on Easter holidays, like, at the end of this week, so I will definitely 100% go and watch it. Like, I've got time on my hands again, so I will watch it.
Physical 100.
Netflix.
Me and Kel watched it the first season.
And I watched the half of it.
Yeah. Second season is it's mad. Second season is mad. Absolutely love it.
They do that same thing where everyone's got to say hello to each other, where they all go into the room, like the big massive thing. Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, I love it. It's
so weird because they're so respectful. That's why I just find it weird. Like, every second, they're just like this. And you're like, yeah. I don't know if I could be in that environment.
The Koreans, definitely on it, no problem. Oh, yeah, that's about it from my perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, no need to drag on. Maybe Kel will be back next week. Hopefully Marley will be back. This Sunday is Easter Sunday. Remember, the clocks go forward, so we lose an hour of sleep. And, yeah, remember this reason for the season if you're celebrating Easter. If you don't, next week is Happy Ramadan, Happy Eid, Eid Mubarak. But, yeah, man, that was episode 230 of the Fully Geek Pod. Rate, comment, subscribe, like, tell a friend to tell a friend. And yeah, we out.
Peace.